USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is stopping in on primary voters in New Hampshire as they cast votes in the state's first-in-the-nation presidential primary. Trump has maintained a strong lead in the most recent polls.
Nobody gets crowds like this. They want to see our country be great again. It's very simple.
It's a two-person race in New Hampshire between Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Most of the recently dropped-out candidates have lined up behind Trump to receive the GOP nomination. All this as Trump continues facing pressing legal matters over his actions during the post-election period in 2020. He claims the trials will help him politically, not hurt him. In a narrow 5-4 decision, U.S. Supreme Court justices granted the Biden administration's request to overturn a lower court ruling that allowed Texas to erect razor wire to deter immigrants at the southern border. It paves the way for the razor wire to be removed by Border Patrol agents. At the same time, Supreme Court justices did not overturn rulings that supported the Texas floating border wall in the Rio Grande River. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined the court's three liberal members in these rulings. A bipartisan border deal may be on the way. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the proposal could come with a roughly $14 billion price tag. Some Republican lawmakers want to see the full bill text before voting on it. White House National Security Advisor John Kirby is demanding GOP lawmakers act.
If the folks on the House Republican side are serious about border security, and they claim they are, then they should act on the supplemental request and, you know, let's negotiate this in good faith.
Charles Osgood has died.
It's been a great run, but after nearly 50 years at CBS, including the last 22 years here at Sunday Morning, the time has come.
CBS reports the longtime network anchor of CBS News Sunday Morning died today at home in New Jersey. Osgood was 91 years old. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A grand jury is indicting Alec Baldwin for a second time. USA's Tim Berg on what this means for the actor.
Alec Baldwin is facing new charges in the death of Helena Hutchinson on the set of Rust. Baldwin could face up to a year and a half in prison under New Mexico law after a grand jury indicted him on a fourth-degree felony charge. As far as what this latest indictment means to Baldwin, attorney Andrew Stoltman says it's not good news.
Alec Baldwin faces an uphill climb at trial. Historically cocky, arrogant, liberal New Yorkers don't do very well in criminal trials in New Mexico. So I think he faces real legal peril. I think there's a significant chance that he loses and he spends some prison time, which will be very hard for someone like Alec Baldwin.
More than half of the rural hospitals in the U.S. lack maternity care. That's according to a recent report from the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform, which found that labor shortages and economic troubles are causing rural facilities to stop offering labor and delivery services. The report also found that more than 200 rural hospitals across the country have stopped delivering babies within the past decade. Get ready for one more from the piano man, Billy Joel, set to release his first new single in almost two decades. Turn the Lights Back On. It'll hit music outlets everywhere February 1st. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.